WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
These days, it seems there are more boxed sets of music coming out than ever before. But music critic Milo Miles says what's missing is clear thinking about what a box set should accomplish. A case in point is Little Feat's Hotcakes and Outtakes.
I've been warped by the rain, driven by the snow, I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know, and I'm still willing, and I was out on the road.
Obviously, not every band deserves a box set, but not even every good band with a long history should undertake one. You might end up with something like Little Feat's 4-CD Hotcakes and Outtakes, 30 years of Little Feat, which the group's legacy would be better off without. A worthwhile box set from a single performer or band should be more than greatest hits plus, plus, plus. The goal should be to tell a career story in a new way, or more completely than before. But remember, the career story should be enlightening, not depressing. Led by singer, songwriter, and slide guitarist Lowell George, Little Feat came out of Los Angeles in the very early 1970s. Not a happy period for rock and roll that was both smart and sassy. When he was hot, George's wiry guitar tone and fluent phrasing were as distinctive as Duane Allman's. Nimble drummer Richie Hayward and the jazzy chops keyboardist Bill Payne gave the band a bit of ballerina grace. And in the early days, George and Martin Kibbe wrote songs that featured a delightful cast of grotesques and sad sacks who coupled, collapsed, and bounced back with a smile. Set to tricky music that matched the shifting moods of the stories, Little Feat made the breakdowns and chaos of the 1970s seem like fizzy kicks. Their third album, Dixie Chicken, is one of the strongest records from the end of the 1960s to the rise of punk, and I've been recommending it to people for more than 25 years. Sadly, Lowell George was walking a thin line with his art in an era when people were inhaling thick lines at parties, and he did enjoy his celebrations. By the fifth or sixth record, he sounded like a guest in his own band and wrote fewer, weaker songs. He died in 1979 near the start of his first solo tour. He was only 34. Little Feat fell apart, but regrouped in 1988, and since then has released almost as many records as the original band. And that's the calamity for Hotcakes and Outtakes. The later Little Feat provides only drab, day job recreations of the old philosophical frenzy. The group's aim is just off, even on selected cuts. For example, they do a medley of Muddy Waters' catchy but serious blues, Can't Be Satisfied, with Robert Johnson's novelty tune, They're Red Hot, which just reduces both songs to party music. This is not bad stuff, you understand, just not necessary in any way. If you walk right in off the street, you can take the load right off your feet. Mama bring a menu to your seat, but your bills are fair, I'll be short and sweet. Won't find no age of fame, Mama never ever could cook that way. She on a sheen machine, no new velvet cuisine. She cooking gumbo, a minor bad gumbo, is the only way she can go. Little Feat newcomers should go straight to Dixie Chicken, or the throbbing live set Waiting for Columbus, or even the retrospective called Hoy Hoy, which is sort of a tribute to Lowell George. And we don't have to be at the dead end of the Little Feat story. The definitive live set is yet to appear. And two old bootlegs, including a sizzler called Electric Lycanthrope, were mixed by Lowell George himself. Why not put them out? Now that would be a story.
Milo Miles is a writer living in Cambridge.